Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, distinguished guests. Welcome. Today we are honored and privileged to have Master Feng Yan here to give us a lecture. My name is Shirley Fee, President of the Buddhist Association of Central Pennsylvania, one of the five co-sponsors of this special event. And I would like to take this opportunity to thank all our sponsors for their efforts to make this event possible. And they are Dharma Drum Mountain Association, Pennsylvania Liaison, College Dharma Association, Taiwan Student Association at Penn State, and University Park Allocation Committee. And I also like to recognize Shaner Hotel Group for their hospitality sponsorship. Today's lecture titled Selflessness and Fulfillment, Zen Let's Practice, will be delivered in two parts. The first part is this morning from 10 to 11:30, and the second part will be tomorrow afternoon from 2 to 3:30. It will be in Chinese, but will be translated by Dr. Rebecca Lin, who is an associate professor of sociology and chair of the Department of Sociology and Anthropology at New Jersey College. And she has been a translator for Master Feng Yan for many years. In addition to the lecture, we also have a beginner's meditation class, which will be taking place at the Hub Heritage Hall. They will have two sessions. The first session is this afternoon from 2 to 5, and the second session will be tomorrow morning from 9 to 12. It will be taught by the Venerable Guo Yuan Fa Shi, who is the abbot for the Chan Meditation Center. If you have not registered already, you're welcome to sign up at the door. There is a small fee for the class, $10 for students and $40 for non-students, and one fee covers both sessions. Okay. In a few minutes, I'm going to ask you all to join me to welcome the arrival of Master Feng Yan. At that time, I'm going to ask you all to stand up with your palm joined like this. Okay. It's a Buddhist protocol. And after the lecture, I'm also going to ask you to stand up, palm joined, and bow. And remain standing until Master Feng Yan left the lecture hall before we disperse. Okay? When you stand up, please face the center aisle. Okay? Not right now. Not right now. But first, I'm going to introduce Dr. Kenneth Guo, a distinguished professor at the Mechanical Engineering Department and the director of the High Pressure Combustion Laboratory at Penn State University. And he's going to give us a brief introduction of Master Feng Yan. Okay? At this time, I need to remind everyone to turn off your cell phone, your pager. Okay? Thank you very much. Dr. Guo.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to today's keynote speech by Master Feng Yan. I'm deeply honored to have this opportunity to introduce Master Feng Yan. In 1930, Master Feng Yan was born to a poor farm family in Jiangsu province in China. And at the age of 13, he left home to become a monk. In 1949, Master Feng Yan moved to Taiwan and served in the military for 10 years. At the age of 30, and he then had an honorable discharge from the military, and he became a monk again under Master Song Shu. When he was a young monk, he discovered that the Buddha Dharma is so wonderful, but so few people know of it, and so many people misunderstand it. And because of that, he vowed to cultivate and share Buddha Dhamma with all sentient beings as us. And to accomplish his great vow, at the age of 31, he began a 6-year solitary retreat in Meinong Mountain in southern Taiwan. During the solitary retreat, he established the foundation of proper view on the Buddha Dhamma and practice. He also completed several important books during that time. And Master Sun Yan realized that to spread proper Buddha Dhamma, education of Buddhists, including monastics, is essential. And because of that, at the age of 39, he began his graduate study at the Risho University in Tokyo, Japan. And he finished a master's and a doctoral degree in Buddhist literature in 6 years. He became the first monk to obtain a doctoral degree in Chinese history. After completing his Buddhist study in Japan, and Master Sun Yan traveled to New York and began his teaching of Buddha Dhamma. He is the founder of the Chan Meditation Center and Dhamma Ground Retreat Center in New York. He has led many Chan retreats in the U.S. and abroad. Master Sun Yan received transmission in both lineages of the Chan Buddhism, that is the Lingji and Cao Zong. In Japanese, this means they pronounce like Rinzai and Soto. He is the second generation descendant of Master Xu Yun, the patriarch of the modern Chan Buddhism. In 1989, Sun Yan created the Dhamma Ground Mountain Organization. The establishment of this organization was another step forward in Chan education, promotion, and cultivation. For the betterment of our society, Master Sun Yan has been continuously promoting the concept of uplift the behavior of human beings and building pure land on earth. And because Master Sun Yan's international reputation, perspective, and his daring and tolerance as religious leader, he has been invited to attend many international conferences, meetings, for keynote speeches. For example, in 1997, he attended the 11th International Religious Leaders Peace Conference, and in 1998, he had a dialogue with His Holiness Dalai Lama in New York, entitled The Spirit of Manjushri, the Wisdom Teaching of Buddhism. And in year 2000, he delivered an opening speech at the United Nations Millennium World Peace Summit of Religious and Spiritual Leaders. In January of last year, he presented an invited speech at a meeting of the World Economic Forum in New York. And most recently, he was invited to attend the UN-sponsored meeting of world religious leaders and was elected as one of the 9 session chairs in Bangkok, Thailand. Master Sun Yan's tireless devotion to spreading the proper Buddhism often makes his disciples concerned about his well-being. In response, he simply says, I have done little, and I'm just doing what I'm supposed to do. We wish Master Sun Yan good health, and to all of you who have gathered here this morning, we wish peace on earth. Thank you. Now let's welcome our guest speaker, Master Sun Yan, for his speech.